Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Right now, there is not a supply shortage. We are preparing for multiple possible contingencies because that's our job.
The agencies across the government have acted quickly to mitigate any impact on our fuel supply.
We have an interagency process that was stood up this weekend and is meeting. I'm not going to get ahead of those options. And at this point in time, I would just reiterate, we don't see a supply issue.
All right, move on. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
House Republicans are plotting the demotion of a Republican member for the crime of repeating the truth.
That is something to be admired, standing up for the truth. That's something I know her father wouldn't have done. So right now, I'm kind of a fan of Liz Cheney.
That's the best endorsement I've heard since Mickey Mantle for Maypole.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
How many more really big endorsements can Liz Cheney pull out of her hat before she gets thrown out on her rear end tomorrow morning at around 9:05 Eastern time? Good Lord. Chuck Schumer and O.J. Simpson, on top of Kasich and Mitt Romney, Willard Mitt Romney, et cetera, et cetera. All right. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And they are the governor of Massachusetts was in a meeting, a virtual meeting today with the
governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, we all know Charlie Parker is one of the greatest jazz saxophonists of all time. No question about it. So it was only natural today that Biden would ask a question of the man he calls Charlie Parker. Cut one.
Charlie, you're getting ready to play?
I'm just getting ready to watch and celebrate. Yeah. How are you, Mr. President?
I'm well, pal. I'm well.
Charlie, you getting ready to play? Where's Prez? I love Lester Young. You guys were fantastic at the Philharmonic in L.A. God. But anyway, you know, he has to do some local stuff, you know, to prove that he's John Q. Sixpack from Anytown, USA. He's Lunch Bucket Joe. And Lunch Bucket Joe, Joe Sixpack, has to be a baseball fan, right? And so it's not like Charlie Parker is in Boston. He's in Worcester for a minor league game. But the minor league tip-off, the first game in Worcester since they built the new park out there. But he does have to mention, well, he kind of mentions Fenway Park, but you'll be very surprised that he doesn't quite get it right. Cut to.
I used to have my chief secret service agent. Every time we go by Greenwald, we had to bless ourselves and silent and be silent about its reverent undertaking.
Greenwald. At first, I thought he was talking about Greenway, you know, the Rose Kennedy Greenway right on the expressway. But then it's obvious that he's talking about the Green Monster. But he's calling the Green Monster Greenwald.
I used to have my chief secret service agent. Every time we go by Greenwald, we had to bless ourselves.
Have you ever blessed yourself going by? Me neither. Me neither. I dare say I've been going there longer than he has too, and I never have once blessed myself. Okay, so now he has to double down and tell some more stories, some more unbelievable stories. This is the Corn Pop may have been with him when this incident occurred, but I'm not sure. Cut three.
When I was vice president, they had me go down to spring training, and it turned out it was the Yankees, and my head Secret Service agent, who now runs NBC's security, wore Red Sox socks, and he pulled up his pants a little bit so everybody could see him. And when A-Rod gave me a bat, he told me, he said, he's not going to let me put it in the car. And I don't know.
Huh? There were several places I wouldn't have gone if I had Joe Biden's accusations against me. I wouldn't have mentioned a bat. I don't think I would have mentioned pulling up my pants or someone, anyone pulling up their pants. Okay. Well, we have a, as we mentioned before, we have a new affiliate in New Mexico. So we would be remiss if we did not mention that one of the governors on this conference call was Governor Lujan Grisham, Michelle Lujan Grisham. And here's how Joe Biden describes her this afternoon in the Zoom call. Cut four.
Governor Baker of Massachusetts and Governor Lujan Grisham of Mexico.
We used to do a segment called The Dumbing Down of America. We should probably do it again. And somebody called, I still remember one day somebody called in and said that they were trying to do a phone order for somewhere. They were living in New Mexico, and they gave the address to the young person who was taking it and said, you know, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the person who was taking the order said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We only make deliveries in the United States." That was funny because the woman was probably 19 years old, just gotten out of high school. This guy's the president of the United States. And he can't tell the difference between New Mexico and Mexico.
Governor Baker of Massachusetts and Governor Lujan Grisham of Mexico.
this is crazy. 844-500-4242. And we also, you know, a lot of our states are represented here in this group of governors. Now we also have Janet Mills of Maine. And you know that, you know, a lot of people think that Maine is just some kind of Appalachia North. You know, it's deliverance. It's deliverance. It's Ice Age deliverance. And apparently... Joe Biden is one of those people that thinks that. Cut 12.
Tell me about what the mobile vaccine unit is like. I mean, are you driving around in a with docs in a pickup truck? Or you? I mean, no, I mean deadly earnest for people. This is being Zoomed. That talk to me about if you each tell me what you're doing.
Yeah. I was born in a pickup truck myself, right under the shotgun rack in the back of the cab. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We all drive pickup trucks in Maine. We throw our lobster traps in there and our blueberries and our potatoes if we get up north. God. 844-500-4242. Someone says he means Mike Greenwell, the old left fielder. I don't believe. No, he has no idea who Mike Greenwell is. 844-500-4242. And so now he has an advisor or two with him, but he's basically with governors. And it's really hard for Joe, Dementia Joe, to multitask, right? So he gets a little confused. Cut 14.
Now, before we hear from the final two governors, I want to bring my top advisor on health equity in, Governor Marcella Nunez Smith, and Governor, I made her a governor, doctor. I'm not sure whether you view that as a promotion or a demotion, but I think it's a promotion.
Keep your arms out, Dementia Joe. It'll make it harder for them to throw the net over you. And then we're going to put you in the pickup truck with the main plates. And Charlie Parker is going to do a solo, a 3-minute solo.
Come on, man.
All right. So it wouldn't be a Joe Biden Zoom mess. Go ahead, Grace. Did you want to say something?
I understand the laughing that they do because I think it's just natural to laugh at the person in charge. Like if they make a joke, you want to encourage them. And I do that too. Like, Howie, if you make a joke, I laugh at it. But if you were talking nonsense like that, I would go to the mailroom manager and say something's wrong with Howie. He's not feeling well. I wouldn't be like, oh, good one, Hal. That's great. You're killing it today. He's not making any sense. What are they laughing at? What do they think is funny about what he's saying?
I don't know, Grace. It's pretty weird. But the green wall, as when we go by the green wall. It's okay, so it wouldn't be Joe Biden press conference without him getting the text number wrong. Cut number 7.
Americans can go to vaccines.gov, or they can text their zip code to 438829. Let me say it again. 438829.
Sorry, this text number not good in Mexico. It is good, however, in Arizona and Texas. And it's also another thing he likes to do is when he's talking about the vaccine, he likes to just start not just coughing, but hacking. Cut 5.
Nearly 85% of people, 65 and over, have gotten at least one shot.
All right. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number. 781 says, Captain, have the VIPs keep it down. They're very loud today. Feel free to be as loud as you want. I like having an audience. I'm not like these athletic teams that, are playing to canned applause at an empty stadium. I like having a real laugh track. 844. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
We're not just going to let you walk out of here.
Who is we, sucker?
Smith and Wesson and me.
The Howie Carr Show.
Charlie, you're getting ready to play?
I'm telling you, he was the best. That's heroin taking a solo right there. 844-500. Oh, my goodness. We got more cuts, too, by the way. Put your car and home insurance to the test with Gabby. They literally stand for Get a Better Insurance. That means a better price for the same coverage. Gabby customers save $961 per year on average. Go to Gabby.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? Oh, I should mention, today Fauci was at another Senate hearing, and, of course, Rand Paul was loaded for bear. And just really went after him, and on whether or not the thing Tucker Carlson was talking about last night, which was all the money that his agency gave to the Wuhan labs, where this virus may have originated from, and they were getting into some really technical stuff, but as Rand Paul said at one point. Fauci was really parsing his words and said, we didn't give him any money for this process of turning a regular virus into a super virus. But they've also said, we'll get into it later in the show. They've also told the Wall Street Journal that, we don't know everything they're doing at that lab. And we don't know what the other sources of money are. So again, what they're doing, the government, Fauci was sending the money, and the money apparently was being commingled. I mean, it's like anything else when they say that they're going to keep money in a lockbox. You can't keep money in a lockbox, whether you're whether you have a hot dog stand or a giant government agency. It's all there together. And so this money was going to the Wuhan labs. And so Fauci was trying not very, in my opinion, not very credibly to deny that we had given any, that we had subsidized the development of this horrible virus that's killed all these people. So, Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who did you believe today at the Senate hearing, Dr. Anthony Fauci or Dr. Rand Paul?
I always go with an ophthalmologist.
Dr. Rand Paul is garnering 98% of the vote.
I knew it would be a runaway, but I couldn't think of a better poll question because it's just the sound is too good. 8-4, speaking of good sound, we have to do more research. Joe Biden told the governors, the governor from Mexico, the governor from the pickup truck state of Maine, Charlie Parker, the jazz saxophonist who runs Massachusetts. And who else? Who knows who else? But he said he talked about the research that has to be done. Cut 18.
The basic scientific research the companies like Pfizer and others are going to be doing with their mRNA.
He doesn't drink, but, you know, if I were a police officer, I'd love to give him the sidewalk Olympics, wouldn't you? Have him recite the alphabet backwards. Count backwards from 300 down by 30, Mr. President. How far do you think he could get? Not too far. Not too far. Now, he's been somewhat confused, if you haven't noticed, about wearing masks. Even though he's been vaccinated, he said no one had been vaccinated when he became president, even though he'd been vaccinated a month earlier, millions had been vaccinated. And then he says he wears a mask sometimes. He doesn't wear a mask inside, but he wears a mask outside, even though that's reverse of the rules, the ever-changing CDC rules. So he wants to try to straighten everything out. Cut 13.
And the idea you're talking about is what we nationally can do in terms of drawing a portrait of what it means if you're fully vaccinated, what you can do and what you can't do relative to the rest of the population.
You're going to do that, huh? That you're going to handle that mission. Okay, thank you very much. So he asked the governors about, you know, their states. Cut 15.
Tell us what's going on and give us a quick overview of the work you've been doing to do to ensure the equity response.
You're doing to do. Can you tell us about the work you've been doing to do? 844-500-4242. More talk with Janet Mills. They've moved on from the pickup truck story. Now they're going to. Biden is talking to the governor of Maine. Cut 11.
We're giving it our best shot. Thank you.
Well, Gov, thank you. Thank you. I think that it's remarkable what you're doing. And, you know, I...
Forget the vaccine. How about getting some Luden's cough drops? Or who are the brothers? The Smith brothers? Yeah, give them some cough drops, would you? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Now, have you noticed that if you've tried to get an Uber or a Lyft, it's difficult now to get one because fewer drivers are driving because they're getting so much money. In Massachusetts, they've done away with the surcharge that you can get late, you know, if you pick up people at a bar at closing time. And there's no gas. But Biden is offering, well, we'll get to that. We'll get to all this in a while. Grace will be right with us with Grace's News. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I know we have a lot of listeners in North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia. The problem is spreading to Florida, but just remember, you're not in a gas line. You're in a crunch. We can't call it a gas line.
Also remember, no more mean tweets. And that makes me feel better about everything.
It's all that counts, isn't it? It's all that really matters. Anyway, right now we have Grace with the news.
Yes, I am here. I'm wearing my Kowloon sweatshirt. I'm so excited because they're coming in today. It's been a long time. The VIPs are very excited. All right, so on a serious note, big news story today is all of the rockets that are being launched from the Gaza Strip into Israel. It's very upsetting, and Donald Trump actually just came out with a statement about this, which I'm going to read to you, Howie, because I think it's worth people hearing. He said, "When I was in office, we were known as the peace presidency because Israel's adversaries knew that the United States stood strongly with Israel and there would be swift retribution if Israel was attacked. Under Biden, the world is getting more violent and more unstable because Biden's weakness and lack of support for Israel is leading to new attacks on our allies. America must always stand with Israel and make clear that the Palestinians must end the violence, terror, and rocket attacks, and make clear that the U.S. will always strongly support Israel's right to defend itself. Unbelievably, Democrats also continue to stand by crazed anti-American Representative Ilhan Omar and others who savagely attack Israel while they are under terrorist assault."
That is a good statement.
It's a very good statement. One of the VIPs pointed out, what has Biden said about it? Crickets, please.
Let's talk about those doctors up in Maine and the pickup trucks.
Did I even tell you guys about the Amtrak?
And I genuflected the last time I was in front of the Green Wall.
I don't remember.
But Howie, it is kind of amazing, and I would like to get your take on this, because a lot of people are wondering, like, at what point does the media have to kind of cover some of
this?
It's getting really bad.
Never.
And do you think people, this is what I was thinking of. I know a lot of people who.
When did Pravda turn on the Kremlin?
That's a good question.
That's the answer right there. Never.
Yeah, until they pull the plug, until their ratings hit zero.
Right.
But it's funny because there's a lot of people who don't pay attention to politics at all. It would actually scare you how many people just have zero idea what's going on and they just go to work and they go home and they don't turn on the news or whatever. But the difference now is this kind of stuff, whether it's the gas lines, the jobs report, this is stuff that actually affects people on a day-to-day basis. Like you said it, Howie, if you're waiting in a gas line, you're going to remember that when you go to the voting booth.
Oh, yeah.
It sticks with you more so than some of this, culture warfare.
Yeah. Well, like I said yesterday, I think the first question when you're in a gas line is there going to be any gas when I get to the pump? The second question is, who did this to me and how am I going to get back at them for doing this?
Yes. No, exactly. And so all these issues that come up, whether it's cancel culture, the Dr. Seuss, all that kind of stuff, the liberals tend to poo-poo it and say, oh, conservatives are making such a big deal out of this, but trust me. If you want something where everyone is going to wake up and realize they're getting screwed, it's a gas line. And I haven't even lived through one till now.
Yeah.
And I haven't actually had to sit through one, but I am running low, Howie, so I'm going to have to go out and get gas after this. Yikes. All right, so there's another update that I wanted to tell you about here, Howie. Pets adopted during the pandemic.
I saw this, are being returned.
In record numbers. Pet owners who adopted during the pandemic are reportedly beginning to ditch their animals at shelters now that COVID-19 restrictions are being lifted and workers are returning to the office. Do people not understand that it's like a commitment? What they think? It was just they could just rent it for a little bit?
This has happened before, like when the 101 Dalmatians movies come out. Dalmatians are like, they skyrocket into the top 10 of popular dogs. And then a year or two later, the shelters are full of Dalmatians.
Yeah. And I think that people got so used to being at home all day. They're like, oh, this is a perfect time for me to have a dog. But dogs last more than a year.
No kidding.
Hopefully.
Yes, I know.
It is sad, though. I feel bad for the dogs. It's not their fault. And you know who did that? Andrew Yang. Remember on National Dog Day, he was like, oh, like happy National Dog Day, miss our dog. So you think maybe the dog died. And then it turns out he didn't give it back to a shelter, but he gave the dog away. And it's like, okay, then don't.
Did he send it to the farm?
We used to hear about that a lot when we were little. We lived in a big neighborhood.
Everybody heard about the farm.
That's poor dog died.
There were a lot of dogs on that farm.
Died. The dog died.
All right. Another thing I wanted to talk a little bit about here, Howie, is Susan Hennessy. You saw this story.
Yeah, we got all these cuts. We got all these cuts.
That's why I figured we might want to hit some of it today. So Susan Hennessy, she was just picked to be part of the DOJ. She's involved with national security, if you can believe this. Now, here's the key. This is what you need to know. One, she's a big fan of Bob Mueller. She thought like the Russia thing. She was one of those people who
She had a Bob Mueller candle. No. She had Bob Mueller mittens.
I could picture it.
She had a ski hat, a patch for her arm. She had all that stuff.
She's one of these people who really thought the walls were closing in, like every single time, bought it hook, line, and sinker. She thought the walls are closing in, the noose is tightening, Donald Trump, Russia, collusion, all this stuff. And now she's in charge of your national security. So I hope all the VIPs here, I hope you feel very confident in our defense. Now, the real kicker is that before she announced her new job with the Biden administration, or I'm sorry, the DOJ, but Biden's DOJ, she deleted some tweets. And when I say some tweets,
thousands.
She deleted 39,000 tweets, which is kind of nuts.
Yeah, at least half of which said Orange Man bad.
Yeah, exactly. So I do want to go through a few of these. Let's, just for fun, let's play cut five, please. This is Susan Hennessy.
She became a CNN legal analyst after the Obama administration expired. Go figure. It was a nationwide search.
She joined the ranks of so many well-respected CNN legal analysts like Jeffrey Toobin.
And John Brennan. And what's her name? Paige.
Paige. Lisa Paige.
Lisa Paige.
You're right. I forgot about her. So let's play cut five. This is her talking about Bob, her hero, Bob Mueller.
In a subset of those, he says that he can't identify any legal or constitutional defenses. That's Robert Mueller tiptoeing right up to the line, but just not reaching that sort of final conclusion of, and therefore the president has actually committed the crime of obstruction of justice.
What?
Don't ask me. I didn't go to law school.
Your Honor. Your Honor, I would ask you to direct the jury to disregard that last comment. And I would also ask you to investigate whether my sister is non compos mentis for saying something that damn stupid.
Well, if you think that's bad, cut three, please, Taylor.
You know, at the end of the day, I do think one of the most significant things is that SDNY filing in which federal prosecutors asserted in their own voice that the president had directed the commission of multiple federal crimes. They would not have been allowed to include that in a filing unless they believed it was true. And I do think that we can say without exaggeration that if Donald Trump was not currently president of the United States, he would be under indictment or he would be imminently under indictment. I mean, that it is that level of sort of severity and seriousness. And look, you know, these aren't small technical violations. You know,
severity and seriousness.
I wouldn't hire her to handle a parking ticket. I wouldn't hire her to handle a library fine.
It's just kind of funny to me because you do hear about people failing up a lot in government. But what I'm noticing so much nowadays is like people who get so much wrong.
Yeah.
People who have if I came in here every day, Howie, and I was so confident in a hot take and I was wrong on every single one, eventually you'd be like, okay, stop coming in with hot takes. Like, you suck at this. Stop. They keep making them.
Here's a story from the McClatchy newspapers in 2017. You may not be familiar with that name anymore. They've since gone into bankruptcy. Well deserved. These are the people who made up all the stories about the Russian collusion hoax. They just, everything was made up. And the pinging of Michael Cohen's phone, remember that in Prague, even though he'd never been to Prague, etc.
They had the wrong Michael Cohen. So Classic mix-up.
They had a guy from New York named Michael Cohen who was over in Prague to buy some art. And they said he was fixing the election.
And they never apologize for any of this. They get everything wrong. No apologies.
Right. So they have a story. This is from January of 2017. Oh, my birthday in 2017, right before Trump was inaugurated. FBI, five other agencies probe possible covert Kremlin aid to Trump, right? They have one quote, and they quote one person.
Oh, my gosh. Who could it be?
Who might it be? It might be Susan Hennessy. If, in fact, law enforcement has obtained a FISA warrant, that's the secret court, that is an indication that additional evidence exists outside of the dossier. Oh, on the other hand, it's more likely that what it indicates is that some FBI lawyer altered an email from the CIA and obstructed justice and would later plead guilty to a felony.
It makes sense why she got this big promotion. I do have one more I want to play, Howie, but first I want to let everyone know that Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4 XLE. And if you want to check out Toyota of Portsmouth, you should go. They have a huge, sparkling, clean showroom, and they're located just south of the Portsmouth traffic circle off 95. Most importantly, it's not in Massachusetts, which is great because it means free America. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. I have to play one more Susan Hennessy because I just want to reiterate national security. Okay, this is the DOJ here. This is what she had to say. This is recently. I mean, this was probably like a year or two ago. Actually, no, it's got to be further back. You know why? Because she's talking to Chris Tingle at My Leg Matthews.
Okay. So she was on MSNBC too then. I guess.
So I actually don't know exactly when this is from, but it doesn't
matter.
You'll
notice too that she has the Valley Girl uptick in her voice, like Jen Psaki, doesn't she?
Yeah, I've also been accused of having that on occasion, so I'm not going to throw stones over here. Some people think I have that, too. Let's play Susan Hennessy, Cut 7.
For all of the Trump administration sort of focused on refugees, the single biggest national security threat is climate change. We've seen that the ways in which climate change has either sparked conflicts or has made existing conflicts worse again and again. This has been a major DOD
priority. What do you think of the weather 2 weeks ago?
So we've seen this.
What do you mean? Do you think it has anything to do with the weather we've been having?
I don't think that necessarily has sparked conflict.
Well, how about the hottest years in record?
Right. So again and again, we're seeing a more intense sort of conflict for resources. We're seeing more and more displaced people. That has spillover effects with really dramatic security conflict.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I just have to say, I miss Chris Matthews.
You know what I always say, Susan? It's not the heat. It's the humidity.
Yeah, it gets you. Especially for blondes like us.
Hot enough for you, Susan?
There's a lot of petitions going around right now. I think we need to start a bring back Chris Matthews petition. I miss him.
He's gone to work for the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, in case you didn't know.
No.
He's gone back. He wanted to go back to being the world's oldest altar boy. He enjoyed being an altar boy, as Taylor can tell you. We may not have the cut ready to go. It's probably a ways back.
I once was an altar boy at a mental institution here in Philadelphia. We called it Byberry. And I remember the priest said, I don't mind these people except when they touch me. And that turned me off a little bit.
If you are hearing that clip, like I've heard it so many times, but if you hear that for the first time, you're like, what is happening?
Some of the VIPs, I think, hadn't heard it before.
I once was an altar boy at a mental institution.
All right, I'm going to check if the Kowloon is here, Howie, but thank you, and I will see you later.
Okay, thank you, Grace. Grace and I are going to be going down to the Cape a lot this summer, and we're going to be traveling around together for remotes. And sometimes I like to play music or old-time radio that Grace doesn't like, and Grace likes to play the crappy teeny bopper pop.
Yeah, I like the country stations, too.
Not my kind of country, though.
No, but you want to turn on like Willie Nelson.
Hank Williams Sr. Yeah, is more like it.
Same diff.
Webb Pierce.
Yeah.
Frizzell.
You also like to turn on that band I don't like that sings about don't eat the yellow snow.
Mothers of Invention. Anyway, so Grace and I can get along, though, in the car this summer, and I can get along with the mailroom manager and my kids as long as I have my Raycons with me. And that goes for when we arrive somewhere, too, and we just want to, you know, sit around and read or go walk near the ocean. Wherever you are going this summer, whether it's the beach or the lake or into the city or just hanging out in your backyard, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit and none of those lame old wires coming out of your ears. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. The Raycons have 24-hour battery life, so you can use them all weekend long probably and not have to worry about recharging them. It's a great thing that you have all that battery power. So I'll be taking them down to the Cape with me all summer long, and you got to get yours before the summer. We're past on Mother's Day, but it's a great Father's Day gift. You got them for your father, Grace.
My dad loves his Raycons, and also Will wears Raycons every day at work, and he loves them too because he can listen to his podcasts, and you don't have the dangly wires or anything, so it doesn't look like you're even wearing anything.
You want them. You want to get these Raycons, and right now Raycon is offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Dope. I
want to
do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
How many cases has this woman, Susan Hennessy, ever tried as a lawyer? I mean, I'm just looking at the sound cuts, just the descriptions of it. Listen to this. Let's play this one. Cut number one, Taylor. Cut number one.
The allegations themselves are unverified. They're obviously quite salacious in nature. The real story is that the intelligence community thought it was appropriate to brief the president of the United States and the president-elect. That means that serious people are taking this seriously. That's different than saying that the intelligence community believes the allegations or have substantiated them. But this is a matter that is not simply a matter of fake news or something that we should disregard.
Well, it's exactly what it was.
Clearly it passes some degree of preliminary credibility.
Serious people are taking this seriously. Is that beyond a reasonable doubt for a jury?
Very fake news.
And the reason they are briefing the president-elect is so that they can leak the fact that they are briefing the president. They made it all up. They made it, and it's the absolute epitome of fake news. And she's just promoting it like it's the gospel. It's just sick. And now she just keeps, you know, writing law or pretending that, you know, it's that there is no due process there's nothing, you know, right to confront your accuser. It's just making stuff up as she goes along. Cut four.
Myself and sort of analysts like me may have made a mistake in overly legalizing things, talking about the Russia investigation and the Mueller report and its findings, both when the report came out and as we were learning about it in real time, through this very legalistic lens of, were the statutory elements met?
How would you like to be indicted, Susan? And you know, when they say, your lawyer says there's no real evidence against you, and the prosecutor says, we're just over legalizing things. She looks guilty to me. She talks like a Valley girl. She talks like Frank Zappa's daughter, the Valley girl. Well, you know, so you're going away. We like over like legalize things. God. And then now we're back to the fact that it's not it maybe isn't a crime, but it should be a crime. Cut six.
To understand this completely unprecedented, norm-shattering right. thing we were seeing the president do. And the problem is, of course, that's not really the task for Congress. And the question isn't really whether or not every element of obstruction of justice is met so the president can be prosecuted and put in jail.
Well, what do you want him to do? You're norm-shattering. I'm Howie Carr.